Morning, Greg.
I mean, this must have come as a shock. Is this the first time you've been hit like this?
No, it's not the first. Unfortunately, it's not the first time we've been hit. There was a few sheep taken from the same farm back, I would say. We're not sure, obviously. I mean, sometime between November and we scanned in January, when we'd done the scanning numbers, we knew we were 10 sheep short at that stage. But when we thought, went through the motions again, but never heard nothing about it since. And a neighbour, he lost 5 around the same time as well. Like, so, I mean, they're obviously somebody in the area or somebody in as putting their hands in places they shouldn't be.
Describe to us where Knockey Brin is, because it's a townland and everyone might not know where it is, John.
Yeah, it's basically, if you're going up past where the old Unify was, up that road, and it's just between there and the old Woodland School would have been.
Yeah.
Up that that area. Basically, that's kind of side of Letterkenny.
So when do you think your sheep were stolen? Now, this would be a significant enough operation. Do we suspect that maybe your neighbour lost his at the same time, John?
Well, back in November time and around that time, he was missing a few sheep at that stage, like, you know.
Right.
But I mean, basically last Saturday morning, my cousin gave me a ring to say there was sheep on it was kind of a big long lane up to this farm.
Mm-hmm.
Said there were sheep going down past her house that were on the road, so I went up straight away. And I met 7 ewes and 13 lambs that were on the lane. So, I mean, I opened the gate at the bottom to let them into the fields. And I went on up then to see where they'd come out of. So there was a gate up kind of behind her house up the top of the lane. It's always tied with a kind of a big cord rope. And, I mean, the rope, it's a loop rope.
Mm.
So, I mean, somebody physically had to take it off, but that gate was open.
Right.
And basically, I says, right, okay, so there's more. I knew there was more sheep on the farm, so we've looked the whole farm, and there's no sheep on anywhere else. Obviously, they're gone, they're all around. I mean, 7 ewes and 14 lambs just don't wander. They're a big enough number, you'd see them anywhere.
Yeah.
But there's no sheep in the vicinity, and I mean, obviously, you don't count sheep every day. There's cattle in the field too. You might take a look at the cattle, but the last time they would have been seen would have been the Sunday before. But there was a lot of rain last weekend, so it's very hard to see tire tracks and stuff like that.
I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, I would have...
But, John, we're satisfied, because there have been appeals in the past where they did end up in a neighbour's farm or something. You're satisfied that these sheep and lambs didn't wander off?
Our land is fenced round and round. Get it's you. Well fenced.
Okay.
What kind of a
vehicle would be required to move? I'm trying to trigger any memories for people from last Saturday morning.
You're talking a Jeep and trailer, like
the long trailer, probably.
I mean,
double axle.
Yeah, long trailer. A Jeep and trailer, or something, or a van and trailer, or something, some kind of a machine, like, you know. I mean, the problem, I suppose, Greg, is the modern day sheep now. You rattle a bag, and they'll everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be say you needed a good dog to round up sheep, but now I think if you just have a good bag,
the
sheep will follow you, and somebody gets behind them and push them out there, you're gone in 2 or 3 minutes.
Right. So they were numbered because it's lambing season, of course.
Yeah.
And they're numbered on the side from 18 into the 40s. The numbers are in blue, and they also have black on their backs as well. So relatively distinctive.
Black on their back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty distinctive. All right. Yeah, they're standing. They were good. They were good. There's very good lambs with them. They were born. All those sheep would have been born from the 20th of March to the 28th of March.
Yeah, so they're
in that
sturdy,
window.
Sturdy at this point.
They're good, big, strong lambs with them, and good kind of Suffolk cross Texel ewes with kind of Shirley Texel lambs. They stand out pretty well.
Do you believe, John, and you're in the farming community, and you've talked to other farmers that have been victims of this crime, and you were yourself, what do you think happens to these sheep? It's very easy to switch out tags and all that type of stuff, and it's not hard to get your hand on tags either. Do you think they're down the country somewhere, across the border? Do you think they'll be offered for sale locally? Or what do you suspect, if you can, anything?
Yeah, I reckon somebody has to be moving them somewhere, because, I mean, like, a lot of the Marts and Donegal's all online now. So, I mean, I would buy a lot of sheep online and marts and stuff like that. And you'd be watching a lot of marts, and, you know, they don't come up that easily. You'd kind of notice what's happening. You see most of what's happening. But I know a lot of sheep go in lorries and stuff. But, I mean, to me, somebody's moving them down the country. They're moving into the north, or jumping the border, doing something with them. they have to have a way out for them.
Yeah. I mean, this is obviously, listen, you've had stuff stolen. No one wants anything stolen. But a lot of work has gone into getting them to this point. A lot of your money has been spent. And a lot of money in terms of sales now has been lost as well. I mean, this is a significant hit to your... I mean, you're a farmer, but in being a farmer, you're a businessman, John. This is a big hit to you.
Yeah, yeah, they're like those sales. That's the worth of guts of $2,000 for this one. Like, you know, it's a lot. There's not a lot of money and to be made out of sheep. Full stop. In the story, like, you know, and there's a lot of work with them for maybe sometimes not as much reward as you would like, but you know, for it was well that you feel you're kind of violated to a certain degree. You know, someone has taken your stuff, like, you know, and you're always watching and looking around you to see, you know, did you miss anything? Did you do anything wrong? Is there something, you know, and at the end of the day, you didn't. Someone else did something wrong, but you're the victim.
Right. So when do you think they were taken, John, just again to try and trigger any memories people might have?
I would say, like, I don't know. I would say sometime between, I would say, the 9th and the 12th and around that time, because, yeah. I mean, I say, there seemed to be a lot of the rain had kind of took away a lot of, but there's a lot of rain last week, all week, like, you know.
Yeah.
So sometime in around that, say, the gate, the sheep that were there had come out of the gate on the 15th anyway, so at that stage, so sometime between the 9th and the 15th, but I would say maybe,
could have been,
you know,
the
middle
before.
Of the week, maybe.
Yeah. To say.
It could have been a couple of nights before, for that matter. Like, you know?
I get you, John. And when the last time, and people would have noticed a vehicle that can pull a reasonably sized trailer that you can get 7 sheep, 14 lambs.
Yeah,
but
I mean, like, those vehicles are commonplace on the road, Greg, as you know, like, you know, you don't pass, I mean, we drive one or two of them here, and, like, you don't pass on earmarks to a Jeep and trailer running around, you know,
But it's just on
reality.
It's just on the off chance, who's to say. And when you lost your, livestock a couple of months ago, no luck, I presume you were eagle-eyed at Marts and what have you, there was no luck, they were lost.
Yeah, maybe they would have been harder actually to move, easier moved along, because, you know, they were just a single ewe. You could have got them away to a factory, or got them away as fat ewes or fizzer to feed. But to me, these would be harder to shift, because they're ewes and lambs. If they're going as units, they'll be easier spotted.
Okay, and they're Suffolk Cross and Texel or Charlie lambs as well too. For those in the know, they'll know what to look out for. Listen, John, I hope you get them back. We're hearing this all too often. It's enough of a challenge being a farmer at the moment, but between dog attacks and people stealing sheep and other livestock, it's just one thing after another. You're getting it in every direction.
Yeah, seems to be a ton of it, all right, unfortunately.
All right, take care of yourself, John. I hope there's some success coming from this, but they could be in any county in Ireland at this stage.